On behalf of all who find themselves deprived of liberty or struggling to retain hope, I've slightly adapted Emily Bronte's perceptive poem, The Prisoner. As these moving words wash over you, and in accordance with the verse in Hebrews about sharing in prayer with prisoners as if you yourselves were suffering, join in prayer for people behind bars, far and wide. Still let my tyrants know, I'm not doomed to wear year after year the gloom of desolate despair. A messenger of hope comes every night to me and offers for short life eternal liberty. He comes in morning song and evening's wandering airs, with that clear voice from heaven that pierces darkest lairs. Winds take a pensive note, and stars a brighter fire, as visions rise and change and thrill me with desire. Desire for nothing known in my younger years, when joy rejected tears and fell at pleasure's feet. When if my spirit's sky was full of flashes warm, I knew not whence they came, from sun or thunderstorm. But now, a hush of peace, a soundless calm descends. The struggle of distress and fierce impatience ends. Mute music soothes my breast, unuttered harmony that I could never dream till earth is lost to me. Then dawns the invisible, the unseen its truth reveals. My outward sense is gone, my inward essence feels. Its wings are almost free, its home, its harbour found. Measuring the gulf, it stoops and dares the final bound. Oh, dreadful is the check, intense the agony, when the ear begins to hear and the eye begins to see. When the pulse begins to throb, the brain to think again, the soul to feel the flesh, and the flesh to feel the chain. Yet I would lose no sting, would wish no torture less. The more that anguish racks, the earlier it will bless. And robed in fires of hell, or bright with heavenly shine, if it but herald death, the vision is divine. Man has given a false and unfair verdict, a sentence unapproved by heaven. May the Lord who suffered such untruths himself overrule in grace and power.